Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you tonight. Can you hear me tonight? Can anyone hear me? Again, can you hear me tonight? Can anyone hear me on the blog line? Again, can anyone hear me on the blog line? I'm just going to assume that you all can hear me. It's just wonderful to have you on the blog tonight, and we come to glorify God. God is so deserving of all of our praise. He woke us up this morning and so many other things he did for us. We come with what we call the new awakening. And the new awakening is simply a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me approach to God that people have done for centuries and eras. It is a shift to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach. We believe that you can thank your way to a miracle. God only knows your thoughts. He knows what you need. And if you will simply praise him and give him glory, it will encourage God to just do miracles for you. Is there anyone hearing me tonight? Can you say something if you are hearing us?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. I know we have made a major discovery. Let me just say this. I'll get it in time and read it for you, but the Bible says in Daniel that the Lord reserves some secrets for the end time. And some things he has not revealed through all these eras and decades and centuries. He has not revealed some things. He still has reserved some things for the end time. We are in the end time days. And I mean, one of them, and somebody, you need to mute your phone if you're talking. If you place star 6, amen, we hear you on the prayer line. But these are the end time days. World will come to an end. Jesus will come back with his heavenly host. But until then, he is revealing some secrets, and it says he reveals his secrets to his prophets and to his people. And one of the things he has revealed are some, several things during this end time. One is the need, or you might say, the privilege of thanking him 1,000 times. And it goes into sending up billions, billions of praises when so many people are doing it. Amen. So billions of praises are going up every night worldwide. People are coming from all walks of life. Amen. Ambassador Hagin, if you'll get that station identification for us in just a moment, I'll give you the line. But we have come to praise him and to give him glory. Now, I realize a lot of people don't take time for God. They'll take time for everything else. They really got time. They got time for their friends. They got time to go out, spend hours, and all the other kind of stuff. But they don't have time to take 20 minutes to thank God, you know, 1,000 times. And the Bible supports it, yeah. There in 1 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, it says, and they continued in the book of Thessalonica, that church Thessalonica, they gave Paul a report and said they continued to thank him. They thanked him continuously. They praised him continuously. And that's what we're doing. We're thanking God continuously. And we're praising him continuously. Many people can thank the Lord for about 10 seconds. That's about what they normally are used to giving God, about 10 seconds of praise. That's a long time, to be truthful, 10 seconds of praise. to some people. But can you thank him for 20 minutes and give him 1,000 thank yous? That's a little difficult. And people worldwide are catching this thing. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? It's so significant about how they are catching it in Africa and India and Asia and Russia and all over the world, thanking God. Now, let me tell you something. People in foreign nations take that as a privilege far, far more than we do in America. We've got so much and we've seen so much and done so much and we're spoiled. But there are people in foreign countries who think this is a phenomenal, phenomenal. And they just look forward to it every night. They got it and they're gone. Just like when I went to, what was it, Haiti, and people had walked for miles and miles and miles just to be a part of the crusade. We were with the Feed the Children, and they had walked so many miles just to be there. They treasure salvation, and they treasure the privilege of praising God. And let me just assure you that just to praise God, they may not have a phone in their village, but they'll walk. There's probably 5 or 10,000 people around the village where they have a phone just to listen, to hear. And if they got any ways of having something mic'd, they'll mic it to the people. And they're listening. And they hang on to words that we say. If we say he's been good, they'll thank him. Thank you. Yes, he's been good. He's been good. And they'll just praise him. If we'll say that he woke us up this morning, somebody probably will echo it. He did wake us up this morning. And so you have to see that so many people died last night there. Some fell by the roadside, hungry. And they'll praise him in a phenomenal way. So this is so important that we learn how to give God this praise. Now, the enemy comes... he comes against this with all his might, trying to convince you and trying to discourage you. I think I told somebody the other day that the number one weapon that the devil uses nowadays is discouragement. He'll find out what you like, and he'll try his best to keep you from experiencing that. He'll take it from you, snatch it from you, simply because the enemy doesn't want you to be encouraged. Because if you're encouraged, then you'll do greater things for the Lord. And he can't take it. He can't take you doing greater things for the Lord. So he'll try to keep you discouraged rather than encouraged. But let me tell you something. Whatever you do, keep your joy, stay encouraged. Because this joy you have, the world didn't give it to you. The world didn't give it, and the world cannot take it away. No matter what they try to do, snatch everything that you enjoy from you, try to discourage you, just stay encouraged and stay on the fire and light for the Lord. And be not weary in well-doing, and you shall in due season reap the blessing if you faint not. Amen. Now, in just a few moments, I want you to get ready to give God praise. Here's our format. I want to ask you to ask the Lord for a special prayer request, then we'll go to God in prayer, and then we'll begin to thank him. Okay, don't have any music for you right now, but I'll just thank him in a soft way. While I'm doing this, just go ahead and make your request known unto the Lord. He already knows mine. This is for you. Go ahead right now, make your request known to him in your heart, in your mind, as I thank the Lord. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the privilege. Making the request known to you. Thank you for the privilege of just knowing that you will answer prayer. Thank you for knowing that you care. Thank you, Lord, for knowing that you're concerned about your people. Thank you, Lord, for not being a selfish God. And thank you for being a caring God, who cares even about what people say, what people do. All of it means something to you. Thank you for it. Now, Heavenly Father, thank you for every person making a request known unto you. We ask that you grant them and give them the desires of their heart. In the name of Jesus, I bind the devil that comes to try to discourage people. I bind the enemy that comes to try to tear down. I bind that jealous demon trying to keep someone down with crap mentality. But God, I ask that you bless this your people. Sit down. Take the block line, and I thank you for the 194 nations that are listening. I thank you for over 100 million people who are listening. But I'm asking you, God, because you made me a visionary, I'm asking you, God, to take it up far, far, far higher than that. Amen. Help us to reach far more people than that, Lord, even though we appreciate the millions and the nations. I appreciate all of it. But God, you said if we have the faith, you have the power. We have the faith to believe you for greater, greater, greater works. And I'm asking you to do greater works, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And now we want to thank you for what you're going to do. I'm asking you here, and that is my prayer, that you would do greater works. Do some spectacular things, even in the financial realm for us, Lord. Do some spectacular things. Let your angels defeat the enemy that is trying to hold back the money. Defeat him completely. And let spectacular things happen in the spirit realm, like the world has never seen.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. You're so wonderful, so multitudinous, and so glorious. Amen. Let's thank him 1,000 times because we believe that he's doing it. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
Almighty God, we love you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, there's none like you.
Thank you.
Almighty God, mighty God, you've been so good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you
for the word, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, God. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Mother God.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you for the blessings we know of. Thank you for the unknown, God. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, mighty God, mighty God, we love you.
Thank you for forgiving us, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your Son. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you for my mother, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
2 minutes, let's take it out. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And God bless you. I thank you for joining us
And we appreciate you so much. Oh, God, thank you. May you have a good night and spend some family time. The Lord bless you and keep you. Ah! Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. We'll be back here tomorrow morning for our prayer line. If you want that number, let me give it to you if you got a pen. Our prayer line is on at 6 a.m. in the morning. And it's so wonderful. Oh, my God. So phenomenal. God is doing something phenomenal things. 913. I'm sorry. That's a different line. If you want the prayer line in the morning, it's 712-775-7085. 712-775-7085. You'll get us in the morning. And the code that you can punch in, I believe, is 936 005, I think. Anybody know that code? Is that right?
Yes, it is.
936-005. All right. Let me hear you on the phone line. And then some of you will come back to Vlog Line tomorrow night at the same time at 9 o'clock. We plan to be here. And bless the Lord through our praise. We want to be blessed. Join in with us thanking God 1,000 times a day. You will be bountifully blessed. Amen. All right. Have a good night. And
Good night, dear one.
You want to have a word? If you have want to say something, it's all right with me. Amen. Amen. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. Amen. So if you have a word, come on. The line's open to you. Anybody? All right. God bless you. And you have a wonderful day. To God be the glory. Bless you and good night to you.